Good morning, Mick Chow Men. I've picked up a new and interesting rattle. Oh, the Brum Brum has picked up a new and interesting fucking rattle. So, I think I know what it is and where it is, or something close to it. But, you know, yeah, yesterday I had, or Tuesday afternoon, or sorry, Monday afternoon, it gets a bit fucking funny with date and times and shit here. I'm on the receiving end of a fairly fucking shitty situation that involves a lot of fucking deep corruption, you know? And, you got some shared. And, yeah, shade is cool. And I was feeling a bit fucking overwhelmed with this, because it's not hard, but it's kind of complex, sort of, you know. And what it means is I have to sort of stitch together a lot of information in a fairly cohesive story. And and this is, for me, like a grand, it's called the grand tour of the universe type situation, you know. And what happened is I was so overwhelmed on Tuesday morning, like it was just really fucking, it wasn't a really hot day, but it was fucking humid. It was like, because this place is normally fairly dry and normally fairly low in humidity. And you know, we've had been having Australia's climate in the south, sort of eastern areas, is sort of, or generally all over in summertime. Now it's kind of like at sort of semi-tropical, you know, with a huge amount of humidity. And so, you know, Tuesday morning, I was not out of food, but you know what I mean? You can only sort of run out of meat and eggs and sauce and stuff and basically be sort of existing on frozen vegetables, cooked up frozen vegetables and that. You can only do that for sort of so long before you think, oh fuck, I'd just rather not eat, you know. And the so I was basically sort of out of food and just going, you know, not really that happy about what sort of left, you know. And it was so fucking humid that I just thought, fuck this, I've got to hop in the car and go shopping, you know, got to go get some medicines and get a heap of food and all this sort of stuff. And so what I did was, and I began to feel on the trip to the regional sort of city, I had to sort of, I've changed my route back to the High Kangaroo Roads, which are sort of I'm very reluctant to take late, early sort of morning, say from sun, say for the first, say, 4 hours from sunrise, you know what I mean? I kind of don't want to be travelling on them, and the last, say, 4 or 3 hours before sunset, you know. But halfway along this route is a supermarket, and they tend to have leftover hot foods from the night before, you know, stuff that's, you know, like satay chicken and shit like that, you know what I mean? And it's generally, it's a filling feed, and it's nutritional, it's got a lot of meat in it, you know what I mean? And it tends to be fairly cheap, so it can be a good intermediate. So rather than, you know, leave here hungry and sort of get it, you know, drive for, you know, a couple of hours and then get there and get really fucking hungry, you know, which is not good. I can actually arrive there. I've had a decent meal. I've had a little bit of a stop, you know what I mean? And I can do some shopping, but I found a couple of really nice spots. If you sort of get time it right and there's a bit of luck and all this sort of stuff, you can actually find a really nice place under the shade of a tree with no cars there, no people, and it's you can do like an online meeting, and you can I can connect with other people like that, and I can talk about what's going on, you know what I mean? Because what I was feeling was not exactly suicidal, but I was feeling really fucking just overdone, you know what I mean? I thought, I can't fucking believe this. These fucking cunts are so corrupt, you know. And, you know, and I was just feeling really fucking overwhelmed. And I sort of like, you know, and I had a good time. I got to speak with a whole heap of, I got to speak with a few people online. And I also got to, you know, when you sort of have that sort of small town life where everybody's out to mind everybody else's business, me, you know, enemies and allies, and you're a good person, you're an asshole because I heard all about you, me, you know, these fucking cunts, you know. You know, and when you're sort of drug free and fairly honest, you know, the crazies in on all the gossiping and the gambling and the drugs and the booze and the fucking, you know, just, oh, fuck all, mate, oh, fuck, you know. Just their shit. There's not a lot of people I really want to even fucking talk to, you know. So by going out and about, I was had a wonderful afternoon of, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of shopping and stuff, and talked to a lot of different people in the supermarket, and that was really good. And this is an interesting sort of thing. It's not if you're into knowing how to deal with stuff, but my biological mother, I don't know if she's even, this fucking head case is even alive, you know what I mean? And I really don't want to fucking see her again, you know what I mean? As in, like, I don't really want to go and hunt her down and kill her, but, you know, if someone she fucked with went and strangled her, I'd just say, oh, well, that's just in the fucking, you know, that's just par for the course, you know what I mean? She's really, I don't think you can describe borderline personalities, you know, as being sick or mentally ill. This is just the way they fucking are, you know what I mean? You know? You know, it's sort of like, you know, you could buy a brand new car is like, say, $20,000 or something, but, like, you can buy a smoky old clunker from the bloody wreckers, you know what I mean, or the discount yard, you know, the fucking going cheap today's special, you know what I mean, $200 or $500, and it just barely runs. That's just barely legal, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like there's just shit wrong with it everywhere. Well, that's the way it came. It's not the you know, the $500 rolling wreck type thing is not defective. It's just that's the way it comes, you know. So yeah, so there's a whole heap of issues there. Drinking, dropping pills, being completely insane. And, you know, she was violent, and, there's plenty of, I don't have any sort of clear recollections, but there's plenty of sort of evidence that points to sexual abuse, you know, and what happened the other day is when I was about 11, there was a woman who was the mother of my best friend at the time, and you know, her name was Mary Campbell. She might still be alive, she might not, you know. And this bitch was coming on to me in the backyard type stuff, you know. And you know, she got out of her regular clothes and got into tight little black shorts, and you know, and was sort of kind of cozying up towards me, and then the husband comes out and he looks at her and he looks at me and then he looks back at her as in, and gives her what are you fucking doing type look, you know. And you know, so I sort of, I guess I was saved by the bell, but the fantasy was that I went back into that situation and I replayed it, you know. And I lived it out, and, you know, as in having sex and having an ongoing relationship with her and all this sort of stuff. And what came out of that was that my family life was so fucking terrible that, you know, my biological mother is a fucking, just an insane fucking space cadet, you know. And so, you know, that, I mean, although it's totally wrong to have sort of, you know, between an 11-year-old boy and a sort of 31 to say 33-year-old woman, it's totally wrong to have a sexual sort of relationship. But in hindsight, I was so abandoned by my fucking parents, you know, as in a sense of family, they were not there for me, you know what I mean? They were not, you know, Father Dearest was he was, you'd have to be really fucked up to pick a woman like my mother to be with, you know. And so he was really fucked up, you know what I mean? And they weren't home, and they never, you know, they showed me where to catch the bus to school, like once, you know what I mean? And I was sort of left on my own to catch the bus, you know, fucking miles away to school, you know. You know, here you go, bye, you know. And, you know, I think with that woman, Mary Campbell, what came out of that sort of reenacting or sort of taking that situation and sort of evolving it sort of mentally was it having to have had a sexual relationship at 11, to have had a sexual sort of relationship with a woman who, a pedophile, you know, that would have been preferable to being completely alone and completely abandoned, you know, to have no sort of family, you know. And, you know, so that was an interesting sort of thing, you know, and out of that, you know, going off and having a sort of full-on sort of sexual fantasy slash role play slash how this relationship could have evolved and what I would have done to sort of stay in it, you know. I then the next day, you know, over the next 2 days, the penny began to drop that sort of all of my life, I have been mostly, except for one or, you know, it's a complex situation, but, you know, I've had a bit of a pattern of being the young guy who's been getting into relationships with women who are much older than me, you know. So if my biological mother was 21 when she had me, so, you know, you look at all these relationships with these older women and it's like there's a pattern there, you know. And, you know, what's come out of this is there's a new sort of sense of empowerment and direction, and, you know, any feminist sort of buzzwords makes me want to, you know, punch someone's fucking head in. Oh, I'm an empowered, you know, inclusive individual, you know, But what I did was, I feel stronger for it. And I shared that in a meeting this morning on my online meeting to do with, you know, relationships, you know. And that sort of, that was good, you know. Yeah, and what sort of evolved from that, from being sort of overwhelmed and real-time pressures and other sorts of things, is in relation to all the sort of corruption that I'm dealing with, is I made the decision to come out fighting rather than resign myself and go, oh, woe is me, fucking, oh, okay, it's all too much, and then go kill myself over all this fucking shit. The decision now is to fucking go wipe these people out, you know. Legally, you know, to come out fight. There's just all these fucking sick cunts that just have to go and destroy. They get their jollies out of fucking with other people's heads and lives and destroying the lives of those around them. Well, yeah, I've decided to come out fighting and really fucking hammer home, you know, a lot of shit. Just go after them, you know. You don't take these fucking liberties with me. And, this is going to be interesting. So, yeah, and what also came out of this was that, you know, sometimes things just happen, you know, sometimes things just happen, but sometimes you get sort of funny people turning up at the same place at the same time that you do on, say, 4 or 5 consecutive occasions, you know what I mean? You go there Monday at 2 p.m. and Wednesday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m, you know what I mean? And they'll fucking turn up. Pretty much, you know, they might be turning in just as you get there, or just as you get there, they turn up just after you, you know what I mean? But that crazy fucking religious nutter, I can't quite remember. Yeah, I can sort of, but you know, when you're tired and the drives are really long distance sort of stuff. What I did was probably about 50, maybe 60 k's from home. I've got a bit of a... One of the many men who have been good for me is I said to you is that, like, if you're on the ball and you're not tired, you know, you're on the ball, you're fresh, you're paying attention to sort of, you know, what's going on ahead of you and not sort of, oh, look at the fucking, you know, oh, look at all the trees, oh, hello flowers, hello birds, hello trees, hello sky, you know. Well, well, you know, if you're just paying attention to what's going on ahead of you, like, you know, it's what's called the 2-second rule. So you go to the vehicle ahead of you, the vehicle ahead of you passes, say, a pole on the side of the road, and if you count and one and two and, you know, what happens is that's giving you 2 seconds, two plus sort of seconds of time, you know, because that, if someone ahead of you jumps on the fucking brakes and you're, you know, half a second away, by the time they've lost a shitload of speed, you're just flying up their ass. That's why, you know what I mean? So you don't sit up the ass of other vehicles unless you're sort of closing into, you know, like, unless you're sort of coming in and closing in and getting ready to sort of overtake them or something. But there was this, well, and what I found is if on long distances, sometimes if you've been on the tired side, you can find a, what I call a pace car, you know, that they're sitting on, they're sitting exactly on the speed limit. So, you know, what I've got is that 2-second rule is like to maybe bring it out to say 3 or 4 seconds, you know. So you're not sitting up their ass, but you're not fucking miles behind them sort of stuff. And, yeah, there was this car that was sitting pretty much on 100 k's an hour. And I just thought, well, it's not worth, because if you try and pass, you know, if you try and if you try and pass them and get ahead, you've really got to sort of, you've really got to speed right up and, you know, well over the sort of speed limit to get past it. And then you, you know, might be, you know, a few seconds ahead of them on the road, but you're back to doing the same speed you was before, so why fucking bother, you know, why, you know. So I just sort of thought, hang, I'll hang back, you know, and just use them as my pace car and just sort of, you know. And what happened was I didn't know this was the religious nutter's car, you know. I didn't know it. I just, it's just a car, you know. It's, they all sort of tend to look the same, you know. Unless you know, unless you're pretty au fait with the person and what they drive and you've seen it a fair bit, you know what I mean? And especially if you've got some sort of issue of distinction, like a little yellow sticker in the back window or something like that, that you go, oh yeah, that's so-and-so's car. They tend to sort of look sort of similar, you know. But, yeah, when we got past this sort of particular sort of area, she got to the turn off, slowed down, and then as it fucking went round the corner, I saw the driver. She's got her head like a golf ball, you know. And so that's fucking her, you know. And I thought, that's, this could be purely by a coincidence that she's pulled out of the road somewhere, and, you know, we've sort of fucking synchronised, and I've been sort of sitting behind her for the last 50, 60 k's, you know. And, you know, you can't sort of read into things that, you know, otherwise you actually are sort of mad, you know what I mean? But it was just one of those sort of, it's a little bit sort of odd, you know what I mean? And it's like sort of on this what happens is the police have specific changeover times on their rosters and stuff like that. So in going through three different towns, I saw three cop cars, one after another, in each different fucking town, you know. And I thought, that's odd. And I thought, no, this is the time that they're all changing. They've come in, they get rostered on, and then they fucking go out on patrol and stuff, you know. And, yeah, the, so, yeah, there's the crazy religious woman, you know, and her bullshit, and I just thought, that's odd. And that could be just coincidence, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things, you know what I mean? It's just odd. And then I had to go down the supermarket, to a supermarket in town. And, there's that nut that, you know, tries to fuck me, you know? And has no relationship skills, you know? Like, hi, how are you? What a lovely day, you know, would you know, I'm going for lunch for half an hour, you know, do you want to come out for a fucking salad roll or something, you know, fucking cup of coffee, just sit down in the park or something, you know. And my hunch, my gut feeling is, there's so many fucking red flags over this chick, you know, that, that's the sort of person that the shit's so sort of fucking mental that, you know, you consider not just not going to the supermarket, you know, when you consider not going into town and going to the supermarket if she's rostered on for that day, you know, you just sort of fucking avoid her, you know. So I had to go into town, you know, to get some stuff, and I thought, fuck, if she's... I rang ahead just to find out, you know, if they had some stuff in stock, but it was also a probing type call to see if she answered the phone. And, yeah, the gut feeling is just fucking avoid her. There's something really wrong there, you know? And, yeah, so that's good, dear MGTOW men, you know, rather than being a doormat to these fucking arseholes and their shit, you know, the idea is to come out fighting, you know. I've made up my mind, you know, and to use this as a fucking, you know, a period of rejuvenation and growth rather than being a victim to fucking sitting there and saying nothing while these cunts do the most outrageous sort of things, you know. And, yeah, it's sort of, that's good. And, because I was sort of very, no, not exactly, when you're diabetic, you know, you got to just avoid shit, you know what I mean? And I've got quite a few injuries, and it sort of means that if I get an empty stomach, I start feeling really nauseous and sick, because I've just got no food in there, you know what I mean? It's got to do with my neck and the back and the fucking head and stuff, you know? It's sort of like, you know, I don't mind sort of going hungry sometimes, but if I've got nothing in my belly, I feel fucking really bad, you know what I mean? And it's a genuine kind of an issue. And so with the diabetes, I've got I've chosen... Frozen vegetables are good, they last forever, they keep, and meat is good in small portions, you know. But having things around the place, just to have a fucking handful here or there, like nuts, that's actually pretty good sort of value. And, I mean, meat isn't cheap, you know. And neither are the nuts, but nuts are sort of nuts don't have like a 70% water content, you know, they're solid sort of food, you know. Oh, hello. Oh, camera. Oh. Yeah. Hello. And, you know, yeah, because I was frugal with my money, bought my sort of keep me alive type drugs, and I had an afternoon nap because I was quite sort of tight, you know, and what I did was, I woke up and I thought, I had a look at everything and I thought, you know, when you live in the country, it's really advisable, just in case something happens, that, you know, like in, say, 2 o'clock in the morning, you think, oh, fuck, you know, the nearest ambulance is like 2 or 3 hours away and I've got to get to hospital now type stuff, you know, and the local hospital, oh, fingers in our asses, oh, fuck, oh. Oh, we closed. You can't come in here. Oh, you know. Sorry, no one's rushed it on tonight. You have to go to the next hospital, you know. And, mind you, I've got some fucking heads to kick. And, so, you know, if you need, and you go cross country and there's all the petrol stations are closed sort of for the next sort of 100 kilometres, you know, or more, you know, and you have to have, what's it called, and you actually have to sort of, you know, some drives, they're on very rare occasions, there are those 24-hour service stations, but they're sort of unmanned, and you have to slide in a credit card, you know, put in how much you want to fucking buy and then fill up the car type stuff, you know. So, you know, there's a certain degree of sort of smarts in the issue of, you know, always having your tank full, you know what I mean? It's, you can't sort of say, well, you know, I've only got enough in there to get, you know, 20 k's down the fucking road type stuff, you know. You can't be sort of 2 o'clock in the morning going, oh, me ticker, oh, fuck, oh, you know. Because by the time the ambulance gets there, you're either dead or you could have got to the hospital by fucking driving there in the first place, you know. So, I tell you what I was just thinking, but you know, yeah, I'm just sort of visualizing and categorizing and lining up fucking lists and stuff, you know. About 120. About 92 meters. There's a bird walking backwards and forwards across the dirt road, and it's sort of in and out of the shadows and stuff, and at first it looked like a kind of like a small rabbit or something, you know, and then sort of, you know, because it's dark coloured and it's sort of blending in and out of the shadows and stuff, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's a fucking bird. But, where am I going with this sort of stuff here? So, I got up out of bed and I thought, I've got enough money to go to the petrol station, fill the car up with fuel, and take it out for a drive to let the engine warm up. Because that's one of the things, is people who take a lot of short trips in their vehicles, that burning air and fuel turns into condensate. That's moisture, you know, water. And that ends up in the fucking oil. And if your engine doesn't get hot enough quickly, you know, the oil and the water, the oil has detergents and dispersants and antacids and all this other sort of shit built into it. But, you know, they only go so far. So if you actually, what I do is, if I'm going to start the car up, I let it idle and heat up, you know, because it's got oil injection under the cylinders, under the pistons, so the oil tends to fucking heat up quite well, you know, and, but I always let it idle for like, say, 5 or 10 minutes, so it comes up to running temperature, you know, and, you know, with the revelations of late, yeah, I've just gone out, filled it up, and taken it for a bit of a fucking drive, you know, around the block, you know. And, yeah. So that's good. Avoiding the religious nut. You know, contemplating the bloody new rattle in the car, you know. I think it's a tin of cat feed in the fucking aluminium tray, you know, and you know, avoiding the religious nut job and avoiding the bloody head case who keeps trying to fuck me, you know, that's a start, you know, and coming out fighting on a shitload of issues. So yeah, that's it, thanks.